Well, always nice to share some time with Angie Metcalf with our Answers from the Heartland from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And Angie, I know one of the subjects we try to stress and when we talk about the real value of taking care of our calves or really any livestock is making sure they have an adequate water supply. So I guess my first question is, what would you say is the number one reason why farms don't provide enough water, especially during the winter months?
Well, you know, no one wants to handle frozen water buckets, and, you know, if they think the calves don't need water because it's cold out, you know, I've heard both of those. It's just more of a pain in the wintertime, but we have to remember that in the winter, the air is colder. Colder air is drier air. It doesn't hold as much moisture. So as calves are breathing and just doing their daily exercise, they need that water to replenish fluids in their body. That helps keep their blood circulating properly, so they don't get frozen extremities and things like that.
Well, do you have any suggestions on how farmers then can make winter water feeding easier on themselves?
Well, easier on themselves, I guess, in the mindset of if you feed warm water, and that means getting to the calf 100 to 105 degrees, calves will drink more. So it's worth your time because you're seeing the calves drink it. Farms maybe will do it a little bit. Offer it early. If you get water in there within a couple days of the calf being out there and train them to drink that they have water available the same time every day, train them to drink at that time. And, you know, feed while the calves are still up. You know, after you've fed your milk, offer the water there within a couple, 15 minutes while the calves are still standing up. Chances are that's when they want to drink anyway. Once it's cold, they lay down, they're down, then that water's just going to freeze.
Now, are there anything else that they can do on the farm?
Well, we all hate those ice buckets, those big chunks of ice. nobody likes to do that.
Nobody likes the
broken buckets,
mm-hmm.
Right? So instead of dealing with the broken buckets and the chunks of ice, let's dump the water just before we leave that hutch area or that calf barn. You know, they're laying down. They're not going to drink anyway. You know, let's dump that out. That eliminates that issue of that, and it saves time when you come back. The bucket's empty and ready to go.
That's a good common sense answer. What about your tip of the day then?
Well, don't dump, if you are dumping water or ice, whatever, don't dump it right next to the hutches. You know, obviously that's just going to run next to the hutch, freeze the hutch down, freeze the panel down, get wet bedding, and you have chunks of ice that you have to move when you're trying to move that calf. Same thing next to the barn. You don't want the water running into the barn. You don't want to freeze your doors shut, things like that. So, you know, try to be aware of where you put it, where you have room for the winter. It's also to make sure that it's getting that water in there. That's what we keep saying. We need to have the water in these calves.
That's for sure. Feeding water year-round is very important, and we're already into fall, winter, not that far away. Again, if you want to contact Angie, that's not that far away. You just pick up the phone and call her at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
Right, heartlandcooperativeservices.com, and the articles keep changing and also the podcasts on there. So if you do have missed a week, go and check it out.
That's our Answers from the Heartland from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.